So, you know, the natural world, I mean, one aspect of the natural world is that we keep coming up against stuff that won't bend to our will. You know, this is life, right? Or things that we just don't want to do but have to. And so what the natural world in that sense provides, or what that level provides, is an opportunity for reflection. So these things can serve as triggers for going deeper. They can serve as pillars to elevate the thinking when we see the struggle that we're having and dealing with whatever it is we may be struggling to deal with. You know, one thing that really strikes me, though, is that as we work to remove person, place, time, and space, when we're engaging with the text, that starts to spill over into how we interact with other people. What we have built up through engaging with the text is the capacity for the Lord to bring a different attitude and perspective when we're engaging with people on that level. So we're no longer looking so much at them as person, but we're looking at the dynamic that's going on within as we engage, and looking to see what needs to be brought out and dealt with, or, you know, where the point of our work needs to be focused.